Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
Did you know that there is power in being sexually pure? And the opposite is also true. If we are not sexually pure, then we don't have any power. There's power in even striving for sexual purity. This is how spiritual muscle is built. And there's power, man, there's so much power in repenting from sexual sin. If we choose not to guard our eyes, then it's impossible to guard our hearts. There's also a supernatural power and strength from having sexual integrity, by being and striving to be men and women of purity. And purity is just another word for holiness. And holiness simply means that we're different, that we're set apart from this world that we live in. So if we say that we're Christian, but we're acting and we're doing and we're talking like the world, well, I would suggest that we've got a problem. Either we're being a disobedient son or daughter that just needs to repent and change our ways, or we just think we're a son or a daughter. And man, that's a dangerous place to be, thinking that we're a Christian when we're actually not. We got to remember that just because we say we're a Christian doesn't mean that we really are, because children of God look like God himself. If we're sons and daughters, we should look like our Father, right? Well, in today's lesson, we're going to talk about the power of sexual purity. This teaching lesson is from the last trigger in the sex spiral. It's trigger number 12, and it's called hopelessness. Now, hopelessness is not a good place to be. You've heard my story, or part of it anyway. The sex spiral is a set of awareness triggers that explain the location as to where you are inside this habit, the bondage, or the addiction to pornography. In today's podcast, we're going to discuss three things. Number one, how guilt without a solution, it leads to a loss of hope. Number two, how the grace of God, through trust, is able to break the sex spiral's power. It's able to break the addiction. Trust is able to break the bondage. And number three, we're going to ask this question. Do you really, truly want to be healed? Do you truly want to be free from your bondage to pornography? Are you willing to do whatever it takes for that to happen? So let's get started with today's lesson. It's titled, The Power of Sexual Purity. I mean, how many jobs can someone have before they fall short of putting a gun in your mouth? For me, it was nine. Nine jobs in 18 months. 71% of you in this room have thought about suicide. Why? Because guilt without a solution leads to hopelessness. If there's no solution to this, if there's no hope, if nothing's going to change, why should I not kill myself? I just had a dear brother 2 months ago swallow a bunch of pills and kill himself. He used to work for the church. Went to Bible study with him. Groups with him. Man, are you kidding me? You killed yourself? You got married last year? Why? Because he's hurting, right? You're living out of your pain, but there's no hope. It's not about truth. It's not about how much you guys know. It's not. It's not about how much you guys know. It's about hope. And Jesus Christ is hope. As we finish out the spiral, I hope that you guys have learned about the grace of God, that this spiral, as powerful as it is, because it's very powerful, right? That as it's lived out in the
lives of millions of people every day. It's the grace of God through trust that will actually break this spiral. And that's my encouragement to you, is that you don't have to stay where you guys are, no matter where you are. Everybody's in a different spot tonight. Sexual sin does not define us, but if we don't understand when and how to respond to sinful triggers, it will. And guys, there's no exceptions. You're either living in the flesh or you're living in the spirit. Romans 8:5 says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. Put another way, there's power in your purity. If you don't have purity, we don't have any power, do we? Purity is just another word for holiness. So there's no neutrality. No one skips through these trigger points and getting to certain places. For the most part, these are the trigger points that we go through. Some of us think, it just happens too quickly. But if you go back and you analyze the last time that you've sinned and you've acted out and you use that sheet as a timeline, you'll see how each one of those triggers end up. In John 5, Jesus answers, he asks this question to a paralyzed man who was waiting by a pool of water. He says, do you want to be healed? And the guy starts making excuses. I can't get to the water. No one will help me. He's been there for 20 or 30 years. I forget what it is. Been there a long time. Maybe not every day. But he had no hope of being healed. And in the grace of Almighty God, he heals him. A whining, complaining. He was broken spiritually, mentally, physically. He just wasn't hurt physically. And by God's grace, he just healed him. He didn't even ask for it. He just said, get up. Jesus said, get up. If that's not the grace of Almighty God, I don't know what is. So as you guys take your break for Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're going to prayerfully realize new opportunities to break the spiral. Stay connected. It takes humility. It takes vulnerability. It takes confession, fleeing, praying for one another. And when you confess your trigger to God and your brother in Christ before you choose to sin, that's what we want, right? It's for you guys not to use each other as a Catholic priest to confess sin, but to call and reach out for help. There is no question for tonight. I just wanted to talk about the last 13 weeks overall as a large group, what has meant the most to you guys, what stood out. If you've got stories that will encourage people, that would be really good on a night of talking about hopelessness and hearing my part of my story. I want you guys to know I'm willing to do whatever it takes to point you to Jesus. It's funny, not ha-ha funny, but somewhat funny that I was at a pastor's conference over the weekend, and the pastors that see me coming into their proximity, you can just feel the, right? Because if you talk to me, then you're indicted. whether good or bad. And I don't know if it's been my past. I don't know if it's because I've experienced the healing that Jesus talks about. But guys, I just want to give that to you. I know I can't, but I do. And these pastors, it's hard. I'm telling you, they just don't get it.
Yeah, I remember 2/3 of them are all looking at pornography anyway, so they are indicted.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
Yeah. You know, my prayer is that that when you go to church next weekend, that at least we'll come a little bit closer to addressing the issue. I'm working on them, guys, just so you know. So, all right. Thoughts about tonight? Thoughts about the last 13 weeks?
I've gone to see a counselor at New Life 2 weeks now in a row. And I like it. The biggest thing I like about these guys is they're dragging answers out of me. They're helping me to really figure out what's going on so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I mean, I like the guys so far.
And that's the other part of this, right, is that we're based on, you know, truth and grace, which comes from the Gospel of John chapter 1. Jesus Christ is all truth and he's all grace. We tend to fluctuate on being too much truth. You need to be doing this, right? God, don't worry about it, man. It's, you know, God will forgive you. We go from one side to the other. Jesus Christ was both those. So the counseling side of this is very important.
And the biggest thing for me is just awareness. That's like, to me, that's like been the most like crucial step in this whole deal, was, you know, being aware of, you know, what's going on. Because, I mean, once you lose awareness, then it's really like no focus or anything, you know, whatsoever. And that's, you know, really, really shed light on a lot of things for me personally.
Are you beginning to recognize kind of where you are inside the spiral itself? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good. Because if you're not aware of anything, then you're never, ultimately, you're not going to change. You're just oblivious to your surroundings. And then that's when you know, you come and you go to a counselor and you go, I don't know how it happened. I just wound in bed with her, right? No. Oops. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, the counselor's blown away by how well I know that stuff, like how well I understand it. And I, you know, attribute that to the cycle. It's the second time I've gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's just straightforward I am, how at ease I am talking about it, and that's because of this. Like, if I were coming off the street and weren't here, I wouldn't want to talk about any of that with them, but I just lay it all out there. It's easy to talk about.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like myself too. It's just the, you know, the focus that I have now. I didn't understand a lot of it. And I've had some, I just see where I've come from the last six months or so since July, you know, and I joined your group here. And it's just been, amazing, actually. But yeah, the focus and it's all the intention now that I have. You know, when you get up in the morning, you have intention, you know, to get right.
Yeah, that's good, because if we're not intentional, we just seem to drift, right?
I'm to the point now, I just don't want to allow myself to get out of the will of God. You know, it's just, it's crazy. But, and then, you know, I'm afraid to, my wife, I'm not afraid, but I am, you know, what I've done to her, there's total focus there, you know. And she really helps. She helps me. And, you know, I can come to her and say, hey, I understand. Whereas before it was just, you know, total anger. Anger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about it. You know. So anyway, that it has been good.
It's pretty cool to hear the feedback of the men in this class as we finish this series out, isn't it? One gentleman talked about the power of community, the power of being intentional. And, you know, ultimately, he's talking about the power of striving to be sexually pure. On Monday, we're going to continue to hear more of the members of this class. What did they learn? And how are they applying these lessons to their own life? There is much for us to gain by listening to these guys and seeing how God is using them and this material to change their lives. So how about you? What have you learned, and how are you applying this material to your life today? Have you noticed that everything is a choice? I talk about that a lot. Everything is a choice. No one's making us do anything. That we choose life by walking away from this test, or we willfully choose death by submitting to the temptation of pornography. Ladies, have you learned if you're married, your husband, or maybe if you're dating someone, your boyfriend's porn addiction, have you learned that it's not your fault? That it doesn't matter how beautiful or thin or how well-built you are. It's not your fault. It doesn't matter if he blames you or not. That's just a smokescreen. See, you can't compete with his pornographic fantasies. That's why they're called fantasy. It's imagining things that are impossible or improbable. Sexual fantasies are fiction, and they have very little to do with reality. It's unrestrained delusion that borders on hallucination. It really is. And that's why it's so important for you to get the help that you need to process this pain that you're going through, regardless of whether or not he wants help. The first step I would encourage you to do is to pray for the Lord to lead you to a women's group that specializes in sexual sin. It's so important for you to process this pain with other women. Lastly, guys, I want to suggest that you do something today to stop causing your wife pain if you're married. Stop causing your fiance pain, your girlfriend pain. For you to stop beating your wife with an emotional baseball bat. For you to stop beating your girlfriend, your fiance, with your evil choices. You have the ability to make a godly choice. You really do. And your first choice is to put an internet filter on all of your digital devices. This will show this person in your life, your wife, your girlfriend, your fiance, that you're serious about making changes. If you don't have a current filtering software system on your digital devices, on your phones, computers, your tablets, let me recommend Covenant Eyes filtering software. I've been using this thing for years. Let me encourage you to visit their website today, covenanteyes.com. And when you do, you can receive a 30-day free trial. All you have to do is put my full name in there in that promo box. It's not going to cost you a thing. When you sign up, you're also supporting the Purity Ministry of Seven Places along with this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. I'm Dustin Daniels. If you're in Phoenix, I want to invite you to our weekly community group. I would love to meet you face-to-face. This is a group that focuses on healthy sexuality. It's for everybody, men, women, single, divorce. Everybody is welcome. You are invited to listen to God with us every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Northern Hills Community Church. We're in Building A, Room 301. You can follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor. and you can email me your questions. Just visit DustinDanielsRadio.com. 1 Corinthians 4:20, the Apostle Paul writes, "The kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk. It's living, being and doing. It's living in God's power. And that power is in the very name and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior God." I love you. I pray that you're going to have a great weekend, and I look forward to our time again on Monday.